Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So were there any winners and losers in last night's debate? As you just saw, NBC's Tim Russert was the moderator of the event. Tim, good morning to you.
Can't hear.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tim.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
Hold on a second.
What the bleep happened here?
That's what we're trying to find out. All right, get the show back on track.
You know, Tim Russert is also moderating the debate for president of Red Sox Nation. He is.
I got to give Hillary a little credit. It was a good response she had last night.
What did she say?
Russert gave her a setup question where he said, I'm going to quote a politician from the Democratic Party who said that we should whatever in Iraq. And what do you think about that? And she said, well, I'm not for that. And he said, would it surprise you if I told you that quote was given to me 1 year ago by William Jefferson Clinton? And she said, well, he's not standing up here right now.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was good.
Pretty good on the fly, too, yeah. As he was trying to he's a master of trickery.
And then she said something like, I'll have to speak to him when I get home.
Yeah.
Something.
And then he said, take a look at Big Russ.
And he dropped her out.
Watch it. Watch it. That won't be happening when we go to Sports Talk.
Right. Big Russ and me.
It'll be around this time every day that we'll do like a Major League Roundup.
Very good. Yeah, getting ready for the big playoffs. Yeah. And checking out the wild card races and as it comes down to the wire in MLB.
But on this last day of non-sports talk, Robbie Bobby Boo has got his Jerry tapes.
Yeah, and he loves them.
And the Jerry Telethon is this year. Rob, let's just get right to it.
Good.
What is the first cut we'll be hearing? What could we be enjoying?
Well, I'm not familiar by cut number. The grid sheet is pretty good. I'm pleased with the grid sheet. So if you go by that, you won't be sad.
Cut number one, Ed intros Jerry. Jerry makes his first entrance of the night. The crowd applauds wildly, never sensing the disappointment in store for them.
All right, that's a good setup.
And now, please welcome the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
He's already kind of...
What I the beginning you? Of the telethon, and he's already chewing on his sock.
First time he cracks his mic.
How old is Ed? Is Ed 80 yet?
He's got to be every day of 80, and I think those are borrowed teeth.
Yeah.
And this is every bit as important to our show as Elvis's death. Every year we've had a radio show, we've played the tapes of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
I feel bad for Ed, because the "and now" sounds fantastic. And now, with that
true
baritone, and then it's like,
this is the best he'll sound.
And now, please welcome the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Jerry Lewis.
All right, it says cut number two, Jerry's opening remarks. Why is Jerry out of breath? Jerry makes sure to call attention to his history of giving.
Sure.
And the fact that he's 81.
Oh, very good. Wow.
Thank you very much for that wonderful welcome. Thank you. Please sit and relax and welcome to our 42nd National MDA Telethon.
Wow. There he is.
I forgot how good these were.
He's 81.
Already, he is out of breath already.
He's walked 40 feet.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
Well, he's 81.
We have seen a lot of stuff in all of those years.
Yes.
And I had a few more than the 42.
This is not like after he's been on the air for 20 hours.
No.
This is all he's doing now, right? I mean, this is it, right? He's not performing in Damn Yankees
he's
anymore.
He's fresh as a daisy, right?
He's got two shows coming on Broadway.
Does he really?
He's doing a musical of The Nutty Professor and a musical version of His Life with Dean Martin.
But is he going to be in those?
No, he's just producing.
But as far as the telethon goes, this is him at his strongest
now. You've heard everything he's done. That's the first time he's opened his trap.
Okay. Because in 1949, when I began to establish the Muscular Dystrophy Association, I had done some local telethons in New York. My partner and I did a couple, one from Carnegie Hall and one from Los Angeles.
You sound shaky, man.
So it was hit and miss. And then finally, we got Labor Day was given to us.
Does he talk about popsicles this year?
He does.
Sounds like he's got one in his mouth right now.
Not in
for
his mouth.
For the telethon. And we thought, why didn't they give us Groundhog's Day for crying out loud? But it turned out to be the best time.
All right, what about this one? It says, Jerry concludes his opening remarks by promptly forgetting what to do 5 minutes into the broadcast. Then we have Ed's pre-taped show intro, and Ed introduces a Japanese dancing troupe.
Okay, all you need to hear
I love the telethon.
Just hear Jerry screw up, and then in the next cut, I think Jerry pays off the Japanese dancing troupe.
Now, you're making fun, and we are making fun, but you love this.
It's the most dazzling piece of entertainment provided to me every year, because it's really the last hunk of a part of showbiz that no longer
exists.
You're
right, you're absolutely right.
And with good reason, it doesn't exist anymore.
With good reason.
I mean, love it. I do love it, and it makes me crazy at the same time. Like my wife.
I'd make a contribution for a telethon that would promise Norm Crosby wouldn't be on TV every year.
You're just mad because he was mean to you on your cruise.
I forgot about that, too.
We hope you have a good time. We hope you enjoy yourself.
Oh, hold on. Here's the setup again.
He doesn't say we'll try desperately to entertain you.
Jerry concludes his opening remarks by promptly forgetting what to do 5 minutes into the broadcast.
All right.
We hope you have a good time. We hope you enjoy yourselves, and I thank you all for coming. And, what do I do now? What? Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, for God's sakes, I'm sorry. Please watch this. I didn't know that, for crying out loud.
And then when there's a mistake, like Larry King, he goes into the D's de Mendoza. I didn't know that, Daddy.
He's a little different than Larry. He uses the little boy voice.
Right.
You can skip to the next cut. This is just the intro, and then they bring out a troupe of Japanese dancers.
For no good reason, after the Japanese dancing troupe, Jerry makes another grand entrance, only 5 minutes after his first one. Then Jerry takes a minute or two to racially belittle the opening act. Then he says hi to the lady who is his good luck charm.
Okay.
That's the Japanese guy.
Japanese dancing troupe.
There we go.
And they got a real big name to kick off the show, huh?
That's the best they could do. You know, 3 years ago they did.
How was the act? Was the act entertaining?
The Japanese act?
Yes.
Very energetic.
Okay, very energetic.
Now he's coming back out.
Another act.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Matsuwazi Vizine. There is nobody at Benihana tonight.
God. He's so bad.
That's 29 Japanese people that came here in a Ford Escort.
And why is he doing the talk like the silly talk?
Because he's trying to be funny.
Hey. And you know what? I always feel that the audience is laughing out of uncomfortability.
Oh, they're rooting for him.
Yeah. Discomfort.
They're propping him up.
I would like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, some good people. Oh, yeah. Before I do that, I would like to
take a suck on a tube of oxygen.
My little good luck charm, Shelley O'Brand, is not here. And for 28 years, she's been sitting right there.
Was this another one of those people that's kicked now?
No. He'll explain. But you would recognize this lady if you saw her, because she's on the telethon every year.
Okay. Isn't this one that is the recipient of Eva Braun jokes?
No, that's the stage manager.
For me. And she was with me all day yesterday. And then something happened to her sugar level. It went very low. And they rushed her to the hospital. So Shelley is at the Sunrise Hospital, and she's watching. She's sitting by her television set.
And she's wondering why all of your S's sound like this.
And, despite every try to inject some energy into the room to open off the broadcast,
right,
with the dancing and the band and everything, this is three times he's killed it.
And you should know, this one is for you, sweetheart. And get out of there fast, okay? I love you, darling. Okay.
Let's hear the next one.
God, melodrama.
This is Jerry argues with the stage crew and makes his first Hitler joke.
Yeah, thank you.
Before introducing Norm Crosby.
Perfect.
I swear to Christ, I wasn't reading ahead.
It'd be in a year.
I would like to introduce to you. Am I going to introduce Norm?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's with the vicious answer?
Well, get on with it, Jerry. Get on with it.
Oh, Oh, all of a sudden you found your voice. Okay. I can't fool with him because he studied with Hitler Youth.
That is funny, isn't it?
How long into the broadcast before he made the first Hitler?
It's got to be the first half hour, right?
Like first 9 minutes. Wow. He wastes no time. Go to the big guns.
We'd love to start our program with this man because he brings such joy. Joy,
yeah,
and
young man,
such laughter.
Right.
And he is so funny, and he seems to get better every year. Please welcome Norm Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. Here.
Right now, Rob, hold on a second.
And nothing better than hearing Jerry say gentlemen.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Let me see. Which one should we hear next? We're up against time today.
Right.
We have Jerry introduce Norm informs Jerry he's not doing his act. Huh. Then Jerry intros Jan Carl, who's a big C word.
She is. I think you better skip to number seven.
Number seven, Jerry introduces Big Ed McMahon.
Ah, good. Ah, wonderful.
And I really don't know if they like each other.
Huh. Okay.
Although this is the 42nd telethon, this gentleman only helped me on 40. Tonight, it's his 40th. Mr. Ed McMahon.
Marine Corps.
Ed crawling out on the stage on his belly at this point.
No, they bring him out on a hand truck.
I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that.
That was me. That wasn't Ed.
Everybody loves you, Eddie.
I beg your pardon.
Everybody loves you.
Wow, thank you.
Look, they're all standing up to welcome you.
Wait. Don't leave. There's more show. We've got a couple more minutes.
They weren't leaving. They weren't leaving. They were just fixing their shorts.
I see that. You know, I'm going to fix mine.
Okay. I'll watch you walk over. Walk this way, if I could walk.
If I could walk that way, I'd be dancing. All right.
Okay.
It was good to see you.
Nice seeing you again.
Okay.
Thanks.
What a mess.
Wow.
Boy, but
it's the way it always is.
If I had MD, I got a better chance of just just throwing a penny in a fountain and making a wish.
Wow. They do a fine job.
All right, here's one more. How about Jerry versus the cue cards?
Oh, his reading is much worse than it's ever been.
All right.
This next performer is a Grammy Award winner.
That's funny.
Take that back. This next performer is a Grammy award-winning legend who was celebrating 41 years of performing. She has just released a brand new CD on the shelf factory.
He's reading like when we do the bad reading
joke.
Yeah,
exactly.
A Woman's Touch, which is a salute to the classic songs we all know and love.
Oh, God.
Give an MDA welcome to Miss Thelma Houston
Give an MDA welcome.
And really, what is that? Does that involve bad clapping?
This next performer is a Grammy.
Here's the MDA welcome.
Yeah! Well,
here's one more. And then we'll get into this again tomorrow. Jerry can't read the cue cards again.
All right.
First, it hit Broadway. Then came the classic 1978 movie, followed later by a revival in the 90s, and now it has returned to the Broadway stage with the winners of the hit reality show,
wow,
Grease. You're the one that I want. Please welcome Laura Ozens and Max Crumb from Greece.
What was that music? Did they play the wrong music?
No,
These Little Town Blues.
That's the bumper when they go to one of the pre-taped Broadway pieces.
They're
leaning on that a lot heavier
all
now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's give a big MDA welcome to Buzz Burbank.
Isn't he marvelous?
He's a Grammy.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Award-winning newsman.
Now that we've got a taste of Jerry.
Yes, a taste of Jerry. It isn't a lovely taste.
Tomorrow, when we're not doing a break about spreads in the NFL, we will get to the rest of the Jerry tapes tomorrow.
And, of course, all your favorite sports.
And don't forget, talking hardwood, talking ice, mm-hmm, talking horse racing,
right,
talking dog racing, talking cockfighting, mm-hmm, talking Michael Vick. If it's sports, it's right here, the Don and Mike Show on 106.7 The Cup.
Coming up in our next segment, our mixed martial arts spotlight.
106.7 the nut.
106.7 The Puck. You're listening to The Puck. Who's next on The Puck?
They'll delete that out, Mike.
Yeah, they probably will.
All right, Buzz, your news still seems to be an area of safe haven for us.
Some days, yes. Some
we'll
days,
be right
no.
back with some news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.